I first became involved with the Iditarod actually as Dan's Yukon quest handler. And when you're in distance mushing, you get asked a lot. Oh, have you run the Iditarod? Oh, and Dan decided it was about time for him to do it. And got to the point where I was feeling a lot more confident in my own mushing and was ready to stop watching him have all the fun. And shortly, I had begun distance racing prior to 2011, but in 2011, I ran my rookie Iditarod. So today, I am actually here nervously setting up a space in the Nome dog lot for our team that's coming in today. My husband, along with Jesse Holmes and Richie Deal and a few others, are all coming in this evening, and it's a very, very tight race. So I'm here today involved with the Iditarod because I can't sit at home and refresh the tracker anymore. I have to do something. One of my most memorable experiences in the Iditarod was finishing my rookie year. And I, in 2011, became the first person ever to run the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod back-to-back as a rookie. It hadn't been done, and I think, if I'm being honest, even 50% of the people who knew me didn't think I'd do it, just because it was a fairly major undertaking. And I was wrapping up like the last 20 miles of a 2,000-mile journey that was both physical and really representative of some growth and some self-accomplishments for myself. And I got up on Cape Nome and just was kind of crying uncontrollably at the thought of it being over. And it was just a really, I don't even know what adjective to give it, but there are some things in life that can't be bought, they have to be earned. And I sometimes liken it to, for instance, something I haven't done, childbirth, where like you can dream about it, you can read, you can prep, you can take classes, you can watch all the videos in the world, but at some point in time you have to go through it. And then only you understand it in the special way that it's transformed your life. What I know for sure in life, and I say this with the experience of an older person, is that you never know. And that sounds fatalistic, but really it also means you never know. The world is full of endless possibilities. I didn't get serious about racing until I was in my 40s. And if anybody who is young is listening out there, remember, you never know, so never give up.